William Morrow and Harper Audio present Restless Rancher, Wild Rose Ranch by Jennifer Ryan, performed by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. Austin stood in front of the small mirror he'd hung on the stable wall and drew the razor down his jaw, scraping away shaving cream and 2 days' worth of whiskers. He rinsed the blade in a bowl of lukewarm water, ran it down the last section, then wiped his face clean with a damp towel. His hair could use a trim. The comb would do it a hell of a lot of good. Eye drops would erase the red from his eyes, but not even the 4 ibuprofen he'd taken an hour ago could eradicate the headache raging through his skull. Until 2 weeks ago, his sleepless nights occurred courtesy of a bottle of whiskey, but he'd put the bottle down and was on the cusp of piecing his shattered life back together. One of those broken pieces from his past walked in through the barn door that hung off kilter on one hinge like a drunk propped against a bar. He'd been that guy, but not anymore. "Looking good, Austin, honey." Kelly's voice evoked a lot of memories, not all of them good. Her gaze swept over his chest, down his abs, and landed on the button on his jeans. "You are a sight to behold." Her tongue swept over her red-painted lips. For a split second, he remembered how those lips used to wrap around his cock, but not anymore. Lust turned to resentment and set his back teeth to grinding. Wearing a pair of worn jeans barely hanging on his skinny hips and nothing else, he felt naked under her lascivious gaze. He'd lost some weight these last many months, drinking and living hand to mouth, hoping he came up with enough money to pay for groceries. Yes, he'd been humbled, going from living large with money overflowing his bank account to scraping by. He'd taken any odd job he could find without his father finding out and retaliating against the person who'd graciously hired him. Most everyone in these parts wouldn't dare cross Walter Hubbard. Not when most of them did business with Hubbard Ranch or worked for Blue Mining. Those few brave souls who hired him did so because they wanted to take Austin down a peg or two. After his grandfather died and left Austin this ranch, his father fired him from the family business and kicked him out of his home. His father wanted the ranch with a passion and vengeance Austin never saw coming. But he held on. The ranch was the one thing that was still his, though the money ran out and so did Kelly. This dump wasn't the home Kelly imagined they'd live in after getting married. She expected the same kind of life he'd lived at his father's place, Hubbard Ranch, where the good life and their future seemed so easy to imagine. Here at his grandfather's dilapidated place, you needed a fantastical imagination to see its potential. He also needed an investor willing to take a chance on someone who'd hit rock bottom but dreamed big. He still had a few people who believed in him, like his best friend Noah's girlfriend, Roxy, who thought he could make this place great again. She was an amazing woman with a huge heart and an even bigger bank account. He didn't know what he'd done to deserve it, but Roxy wanted to partner with him and turn this pile of dirt and rotten wood back into a modern working ranch. Kelly had walked away because she didn't believe in the dream or him. She never gave him a chance to turn this place into what she wanted, what he'd promised her. Abandoned by his girlfriend and disowned by his father in a matter of weeks, beaten down by his father sabotaging his chances for work. Yeah, he'd given up and slowly drowned in a bottle and his going-nowhere life. "What are you doing here? Last time we spoke, you said you'd never step foot on this shit pile again." Kelly pasted on a pretty pout, not an ounce of regret in her eyes about what she'd said to him. "I wanted to see how you're doing. Can't I come by to check on a friend?"
"You think we're friends?"
When he lost everything, he found out just how many friends he truly had, and she wasn't one of the few who stuck by him.
"Don't be like that. How can you still be angry at me? I wanted you. I wanted a ranch and family of our own. You refused to see that this place wasn't going to be our place. All I wanted you to do was sell it and give your father what he wanted. Put a stop to your feud. We could have bought a new home, got married, and had the life we wanted. It was stupid to hold on to this place out of spite and nostalgia. It's just a piece of land."
That last part struck him like a gut punch.
"To you, not to me."
They'd had the same argument dozens upon dozens of times.
"My father took away everything from me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?